Building reliable systems means baking quality in, not bolting it on at the end. This presentation is about mastering that concept through orchestration and quality gates. We'll walk through designing workflows that execute tasks, and, more importantly, how to build in quality checks at each critical stage. Think of it as a way to ensure robustness. It's a blueprint for reliable systems. Without agent management, things can get messy fast. Scope expands, retries loop endlessly, and agents start hallucinating. But with orchestration, you get a controlled process. Think of it as a conductor, routing tasks, managing handoffs, and automating quality. This becomes essential as you scale beyond simple agent workflows. CC302's architecture relies on four core elements. First, task scoring. We use a detailed five-signal matrix to classify each task by tier. Then, phase sequencing automates progression through phases 0 to 6 with a strict pipeline. Next, quality gates. Here, a dedicated agent provides objective checkpoints. And finally, state management serves as the single source of truth, orchestrating the entire process. Not all tasks require the same level of scrutiny. Our orchestrator uses a weighted, five-signal matrix to classify each incoming request. This determines the necessary rigor, balancing token cost with potential operational risk. We're looking at code impact, data risk, logic complexity, step count, and external access. The combined score dictates the rigor level. Keep in mind, system overhead must scale appropriately with task complexity. The impact level directly shapes the workflow. For trivial issues, we minimize checks, speeding things up. Minor issues follow a standard three-phase process. Standard means full SDLC rigor. When something's major, we're tightening controls and logging everything. Finally, critical events trigger our strictest OPUS checkpoints and involve human review. That ensures appropriate handling for every situation. Phase sequencing is critical. Our orchestrator pipeline ensures multi-agent tasks follow a strict order. Think of it as a seven-step process: inception, research, architecture, implementation, review, release, then retrospective. Each phase must complete before the next begins. Skipping a phase requires a manual override or follows pre-approved tier relaxation rules. This guarantees project quality and consistency. To keep agents on the right path, we use workflow disciplines with different checks. Sequence checks ensure all pipeline steps are followed, stopping execution if something's missing. Then drift checks keep the output on track, preventing it from wandering off prompt. Finally, scope checks prevent agents from exceeding their authorization, terminating them early if needed. These disciplines keep agents effective. The third key element is quality gates, managed by what we call the critic agent. Think of it as an objective gatekeeper. It doesn't produce code. Instead, the critic agent evaluates the work of other agents. As a code artifact progresses, this agent assesses its quality. If it meets the standards, it moves forward. If not, it's returned for revisions, ensuring higher quality output. Gate modes offer different control levels. Advisory mode, using a mid-range model, flags potential issues but doesn't halt progress. Think of it like a post-board review, where the system highlights gaps but allows the process to continue. Blocking mode, on the other hand, uses a top-tier model for maximum scrutiny. This enforces strict adherence, preventing advancement until all criteria are met. It's a more rigorous gatekeeping process. The critic agent validates code using seven checkpoint protocols, a strict evaluation at the gate. Think of it this way: the critic's prompt engineering must include firm constraints. This prevents it from rubber stamping flawed code. If the critic is too lenient, it defeats the entire purpose of having it. Autonomous systems need safeguards to prevent getting stuck. To avoid endless loops, orchestrators limit retries when a gate fails. The system tries an action, checks the result, and reworks and retries if needed. We cap these retries. Once it hits the limit, the system pauses and alerts a human operator to step in and fix the problem. State management is central to this. Think of the conductor as the single source of truth. The state schema tracks everything: the active phase, current tier, and even our artifact inventory. To prevent data corruption, we've implemented strict read-write-validate locks. This ensures only one agent writes to the state at any given time, maintaining integrity. A key rule for LLMs: pass artifacts, not context. Think of it this way: on one side, you've got a tangled context window. That creates hallucination risks. Instead, follow the CC302 standard: clear the context between phases. Downstream agents get finalized artifacts from upstream, not the messy conversation history that produced them. Tier classification can get messy fast. Keep it simple. Start with just three key signals to define your initial tiers. Critic agents sometimes rubber stamp. To prevent that, your prompts need must-not rules. This forces truly objective feedback. Finally, state file corruption. Concurrent writes are the culprit, so implement strict sequential locks to manage them. That will keep your data safe. To get ready for Control Tower, here's the lab progression. First, you'll classify 5 abstract signals manually. This gives you the foundation to build the tier classifier programmatically. Then, you'll create the MINOR workflow, a 3-phase sequence.